Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
CBS, I am the world, I'm John Batchelor. The American economy, the global economy, it comes down to inflation and central bankers. In Portugal these last days, two of the most important central bankers, Christine Lagarde of the European Central Bank and Jerome Powell of the Federal Reserve, both indicated they are disposed to continue to raise rates in response to inflation. Mr. Powell said he didn't expect a success with his rate raising and the economy responding until the year 2025 to regain the 2% goal that he and his governors have identified. The European Central Bank is not predicting when to stop, but it is indicating it will continue to raise. This is a dispute in the European markets. We'll come home to America, however, and welcome Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's, to comment on Jerome Powell's 2025 to achieve the 2% and what that means for the second half of the year, this the last day of the second quarter. Jim, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. We start with monetary policy. The central bankers were relaxed in Portugal, but clearly indicating a rough road ahead for the economies that depend upon cheaper money. Do you expect that 2025 to hold up? Does that sound right to you that we've got 2 years to go?
Well, John, you know, I've always predicted it would be 2026, so I'm a little bit of a cynic. But what this tells me is during the pause, you know, during the month of June when the Fed did not raise rates, it came up with a new model. It has a glide path for getting to 2% inflation sometime in 2025. You know, there was head scratching in June to figure out how to get there. So we're going to see rates rise. We may see home mortgages over 7% at some point this year. The cost of cars, you know, Washington is trying to shove very expensive electric vehicles down our throats. I mean, these cars are $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. And despite a tax credit for the wealthy, the interest rates, if you need a car loan, are going to be astronomical. So it's just definitely going to slow down the economy at some point this year, slow it down dramatically. But the economy has been so strong, I'm reluctant to say, to give you a date when we'll actually see the slowing.
Mr. Powell indicated the same puzzlement about the strength of the economy. Employment continues strong. Consumer spending, while not as vivid as it was, continues strong. Orders exist. There is no negative number from the Atlanta Fed that tracks the GDP. Now, I don't think that Powell is taking it personally. It's just that what is he watching for? What is he waiting for? The American economy is responding even to his higher interest rates. Do you believe at some point he's going to hit the number that makes everybody retreat? Jobs layoffs, stop spending, housing prices. Well, the housing prices, Jim, they came down, but the reports are that housing sales are going up again. The economy is just, it's vigorous.
Yeah, there's still a lot of money on the sidelines, money that was saved during the COVID shutdown. So I'd like to say that we're still celebrating the COVID coming out party. So a lot of the consumer spending is being fueled by money that wasn't spent during the shutdown. And according to the experts, there's still a sizable amount of cash on the sidelines that can be spent. Number two, the reason hiring is strong is because of that consumer dollar. Merchants and manufacturers say, if I have more people here producing more goods, I'm going to make more money because there's so much pent-up demand. So that drives growth in the economy, and it makes the Fed's job so much more difficult.
The American economy is also about shopping, and you enjoy Lancaster County a great deal, and its indicator as to how the consumer is thinking about the economy now. Consumer confidence is not nosediving. How does it look in Lancaster?
Yeah, you know, I go to our local Costco, which is like a gathering place. You see the plain people, the Amish who drive horses and buggies parked at their barn there. You get the entire cross section of the economy, rich, middle class. The stores are still busy, but the traffic is not as heavy as it was. So I've been there twice this week. I went on Monday and the store was empty, and employees were telling me it was just exceptionally unbusy on Monday, and they had no idea why. I went today, you know, it's the beginning of a holiday weekend and people are going to be buying food for their barbecues. It was busy, but it wasn't exceptionally busy. I've seen the store busier than it was in the past. And for the first time, I actually heard customers in the aisles complaining about the high prices of food. So, you know, what I'm seeing in my eyes in Lancaster County, which I think is kind of like a proxy for the country, is that the consumers are pulling back a bit. They're being very careful with their spending, but they're still spending.
Let's talk about the market, Jim. You and I both watch the stock market. It has been in a bear. I think it left the bear. It was 248 days, some spectacular number, but about average for bears. It's not now, or maybe it is, in a bull. These are technical terms. The market is very narrow, however. It's keen on AI. It's keen on, well, Apple's just moved into the $3 trillion category. We're old enough to remember when it was a mere $1 trillion, Jim. That's how Apple's doing. So what does the market say, that the big money sitting on the sidelines wants to get interested, wants to get invested? What is that fear of missing out, the FOMO? Is that what the market's telling us, or does it see something else?
No, it's driven by greed and fear. Usually, you know, either fear or greed drive the market, but we have them working in tandem now. And the greed is, I mean, we really are on the cusp of the biggest revolution in society since the Industrial Revolution in 1800 in England, you know, when looms were introduced into the wool making manufacturing. So it's going to totally transform the economy, and people are getting ahead of the curve. They're buying the so-called loom makers, you know, the people who they think will lead the way with artificial intelligence, but there are no products yet. And then on the fear side, you have professional asset managers who are very skeptical of this market because the valuations are way out of line with current earnings, and they're way out of line when the Fed is raising interest rates and will reduce earnings further in the future. But they're afraid their customers will say, hey, why are you being so square? You're keeping me out of the biggest opportunity mankind has had in several hundred years. So you know, they're putting their judgment aside and putting customer money into the market too. So what we have is really a bubble. And if AI doesn't fulfill some sort of promise soon, that bubble is going to burst.
Jim McTague, former Washington editor, Barron's. I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.